Chapter 1. Emotional Intelligence and Myths About It. Does emotional intelligence exist? And if it does, is it of any importance? It initially helps to understand what emotional intelligence is and is not. What emotional intelligence is? People with high emotional intelligence, we believed, could solve a range of emotion-related issues accurately and rapidly. High emotional intelligence people, for instance, can properly view feelings and faces. Such individuals also understand how to use psychological episodes in their lives to promote specific kinds of thinking. They understand, for instance, that sadness promotes analytical thought, and so they may choose to evaluate things when they're in a sad mood, given the choice. People with high emotional intelligence also understand the suggestions that feelings communicate. They understand that angry people can be hazardous, that happiness indicates a person wants to join with others, and that some miserable people could prefer to be alone. High emotional intelligence people also understand how to manage their own and other people's feelings. They comprehend that when happy, an individual will be more likely to accept an invite to a social gathering than when sad or scared. Does emotional intelligence exist? To test whether emotional intelligence really exists, my colleagues and I developed a number of capability procedures of emotional intelligence. Doc Caruso had trained in intelligence research and had joined our group in 1995. Our team wanted to see if we could measure emotional intelligence capabilities, if they enhanced with age, a characteristic of intelligence normally, and if emotional intelligence abilities together formed a cohesive intelligence. If all of those conditions were met, emotional intelligence probably would be an intelligence. One sort of test question we developed asked test takers to identify the emotions uttered in a photograph of a face. For example, to know that unhappiness may be indicated by a frown. Another sort of question asked people how psychological reactions unfold. For instance, George was miserable, and an hour later he felt guilty. What happened in between? Choose one. A. George accompanied a neighbor to a health appointment to assist the neighbor. B. George lacked the energy to call his mother and really missed calling her on her birthday. High emotional intelligence test takers recognize that alternative B, the missed birthday phone call, would better account for George's change in state of mind from sadness to guilt. The ability to answer such questions properly seems to enhance as children grow older. Additionally, such questions cohere as a group. People who do very well at some products tend to do well on others as well. For these reasons and others, emotional intelligence is now believed to exist and is considered by many to be an established intelligence. What emotional intelligence is not? Emotional intelligence is usually claimed to be many things it is not. Journalistic accounts of emotional intelligence usually have related it to other personality types. Emotional intelligence, though, is not agreeableness. It's not optimism. It isn't joy. It's not calmness. It is not motivation. Such qualities, although essential, have little to do with intelligence, little to do with feelings, and almost nothing to do with actual emotional intelligence. It's specifically unfortunate that even some skilled psychologists have puzzled emotional intelligence with such personal qualities. My colleagues and I advised in a recent American Psychologist short article. Groups of widely studied personality traits, including intents, such as the need for accomplishment, self-related ideas like self-control, psychological qualities like joy, and social styles like assertiveness, could be called what they are, instead of being blended together in haphazard-seeming assortments and named emotional intelligence. Is emotional intelligence a better predictor of success than IQ?